AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The man accused of killing a police officer and two civilians last week at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs made a court appearance today via a video hookup with the jail where Robert Deere is being held. Deere was asked if he had any questions about the charges he faces.
No questions.
The prosecutor says it'll be weeks before his office reveals if it plans to seek the death penalty. Jury selection for the first Baltimore police officer to go on trial in the Freddie Gray death began today with the judge questioning potential jurors about their knowledge of the explosive case, which led to widespread protests and rioting and added fuel to the Black Lives Matter movement. AP correspondent David Dishnio reports the selection process has been businesslike so far, despite the sensitivity of the case.
It was a little unusual. While the judge was talking to the jurors, we could hear demonstrators outside chanting all night, all day, "We will fight for Freddie Gray." But it's been fairly orderly so far.
An online threat against the University of Chicago that led to classes being canceled today, along with activities, appears to have been motivated by the fatal shooting of a black teenager by a Chicago police officer last year. Prosecutors say a woman charged with leaving her week-old daughter on the side of a road in Maryland has pleaded guilty to reckless endangerment. Police in Los Angeles are asking an unknown mother to come forward. An L.A. County Sheriff's deputy found a newborn baby girl buried in a hole near a bike path. Donald Trump met today with a group of black pastors for several hours, calling the session an amazing meeting that went longer than planned because, quote, "we came up with lots of good ideas." This is AP Radio News. The climate pact being put together in Paris by world leaders, including President Obama, won't be a legally binding treaty, but the White House says that's a good thing.
Of course, a binding treaty would never have passed the GOP Congress, but White House advisor Ben Rhodes says it also would not have won over the biggest polluters in the developing world.
You would have lost the capacity to bring China, India, and others into the mix.
Here in Paris, he says everyone's in. But will the non-binding pledges made here really be met?
Through transparency and reporting, there is some requirement on countries to stand behind those commitments.
Sticking to the original Kyoto Treaty's model, Rhodes says, would have been fatal. It was tried again in Copenhagen 5 years ago, and that, he says, was a mess. Mark Smith at the Global Climate Summit, Paris.
Early signs of weak holiday spending sent stocks down today on Wall Street. The Dow lost 79 points, the S&P 10, and the NASDAQ fell 19. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.